Whether you're an artist or an art lover, the creation and collection of art takes on many different forms. This is Lisa Berry, and there's an Ypsilanti glass artist who loves to create and has found a creative and generous way to share his art. And he's joining us now on 89.1 WEMU. Welcome, Sean Bungo.
Hey, thanks. Glad to be here.
Is it correct to call you a glass artist, or how would you describe your art?
A glass artist or a flame worker. I work with the glass and a flame with a torch.
A flame worker. Is that a common glass artist term?
Yeah, it is. A flame worker, or the old traditional name for it is a lamp worker. Someone who works with a torch and manipulates the glass and the fire and the flame of the torch.
Okay, and how long have you been doing this?
About 16 years now.
What would you say your specialty is?
Oh, geez, my specialty. Well, my specialty would be probably cabinet knobs and door knobs.
And you also make jewelry, though, don't you?
Yeah, I make a lot of different jewelry. And that's where I started out making. I kind of started out about 16 years ago making beads, and it's just kind of evolved and kind of broadened out to trying to create something that people can use at home that is useful besides just a paperweight.
Well, and what I've seen, they're more like pendants than beads, some of the Is that how you describe them?
Yeah. I make a lot of pendants and beads as well. That's pretty much how I got my start, basically, was with the pendants and beads. My best-selling item now are I make these jellyfish nightlights.
Ooh.
And they've been a huge hit probably for the last 5 years. I can't keep them in stock. Everyone I make sells. And I think to illuminate the glass just shows it off the best way as a nightlight. And it kind of looks like the jellyfish is just kind of swimming there.
And just to go a little bit more into your history, you've traveled around the country selling your art at different places?
Yeah, about 12 years ago, we started doing art shows up and down the Southeast. We moved here from Knoxville, Tennessee in August of 2019. My wife got a job at Washtenaw Community College, and that's what brought us up from Tennessee.
And you mentioned selling your art, but the real reason we're having this conversation is because you started something in Ypsilanti called Take Art, Leave Art. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's right. So basically, before I moved here, I created this Take Art, Leave Art box, and I had it in my old neighborhood. And it was just the neighbors, when they were walking their dogs and so forth, they'd walk by. It's just basically a neighborhood art exchange where you can look in there and trade out a piece that you created, whatever it can be. It could be anything. I'm open for anything, you know, just as long as it's handmade and you did it yourself, and exchange it for another person's art. Well, I started building a new one up here last May, and I didn't actually install it in my front yard until it was probably beginning of this year I set it up. And it's been a huge hit. We've been having so much fun. It's been a great way to connect with the community, not really knowing many people around the community and being socially distanced at the same time. It's been incredible.
Kind of like the free library concept.
Exactly. Like the free library concept, except with art.
Does anyone take art and not leave art?
No, I think for the most part, everybody's kind of works with the program, and it's been a complete success so far.
What do you put out there, and what have you received?
Well, I put out there just basically whatever I make. I've been putting out a lot of my bird sculptures and marbles and paperweights and jewelry. And the things I received has been, oh my gosh, it's been fantastic. I got to meet some neighbors that I didn't even know, local neighbors that are artists. Pottery. We've gotten a lot of sentimental things, like little miniature paintings of a friend that passed. Kind of a way to connect beyond that I wouldn't be able to connect with people. And actually, I think I'm establishing some pretty good friendships without even really meeting some of these people in person. So I'm really looking forward to actually meeting some of the folks soon. Somebody made a miniature painting of my dog. It was one of my photographs she got off my website. And it's so fantastic.
How amazing is that?
I know.
So someone you don't know went to your website, which we will put a link to with this interview on our website, WEMU.org, saw your dog, and as part of the neighborhood art exchange, created a picture of your dog and left it for you.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It has this personality and everything.
So how does this make you feel? You're saying you're meeting your neighbors.
It really warms my heart because, you know, it's been a little bit of a disconnect from last year, you know. And typically, I work alone. I'm in my studio typically at least 5 days a week. And when my social interactions go out to the art show, and I haven't had that outlet in over a year. So it feels good to, because I really, more than anything, I like to make art just to be able to connect with other people.
Do we want to announce where this is?
Yeah, absolutely. It's in my front yard at 4547 Hickory Point Boulevard, Ypsilanti.
We will put your website and that information on our website with this interview at WEMU.org. Sean Bunko, thank you so much for talking to us here on 89.1 W.
Yeah, thanks for having me.